Daf Samar Gimel Aleph Tisha B'Av Mishnah. Koinem Yayin She'eini Toyim. I ask myself wine that I will not drink. Lishana for the year. He said you added for the year. Now this Abra Hashana, the year happens to have an Ibiyar 13 months. Also Ba Ubi Iburis. Also say that the year and plus the additional month, the Ibur as well as the Asr. You said different gift size, whether you said Lishana or you said Hashan. Okay, if you said Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, if you said until Rosh Chodesh Adar, and that is an Ibra Yor, which Adar are you referring to? Ad Rosh Adar Rosh means till the beginning of the first Adar. As if the first Stam Adar is the first Adar, which we'll see in the Gemara later, Sab Yehuda. If you said Ad Saif Adar, then according to our Gersa, it's Ad Saif Adar Rosh until the end of the first Adar, because the first Stam Adar is Adar Rosh. The other Gersa is Ad Saif Adar Sheni. The two others become like one long other. So you say the beginning of other, you meant the beginning of other Rishon. If you say the end of other, you meant the end of other Sheni. Okay, Ram. Koinem Yayin Shani Toyim L'Shana V'Nis Abra Shana Asa Bo Ubi Buddha. Says Ram, Kvar Kasafti L'Maila, already explained earlier, the Iker Vusa, the Tana, the main Kiddush of this Tana is Filu Noide Mitchilas Hashana, it was Rosh Hashana when you made an edit. Kivan the Amma, you said Hashan. When you said Hashan, the Tzil Chayda means partial a year, which is 12 months. Le'amrinan Shana Achaz Kama. We don't mean it means 1 year, which is 12 months. Ela Osaba Ubi Ibura, you give a Chaydish. We say it means 30 months. That's a Chaydish. Miu Dafka, when do we say that that a year becomes 30 months? If you said Hashan, which is like this year. You clearly spelled out this year, so we say this year is an Ibiyar. You meant the entire year, 13 months. And when you're saying this, beginning Tishrei. Abel, but if you would have said it in the middle of Kislev, it still only go to Rosh Hashanah. The Chiddush is that even though you said it in Tishrei, so there's a 13th month, it's included. Abel, if you would have just said Shana. No, until Rosh Hashanah. Makes no difference. It'll be less than 12 months. If you say this year.
Two months'
time.
Exactly.
But you said this year, with Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, okay.
There's no Shiloh there. It's only when it becomes more than a year, which is 12 months, 30 months. But if you said Shana Achas, you said a year. You didn't say this year, a year. Because when you say a year, you don't have to keep it straight away. You're over about the Achim, but you can start next year. If you would have done it next year, it would be only 12 months. If you start now, it would be 13 months. So what do we do? So if you just say Shana Achas, a year, I'm not drinking wine for a year. Now you have a chiv to take it upon yourself straight away. Stam ein chodesh she'iba b'chal. Then it's not included. Avah b'choy z'shon shonot b'om u'bed. It's even though that particular year happens to be l'ibiyot. Shadim lo noag b'yisuri shon azuk. If you didn't keep it this year, mashlim l'shon abo apshuta. Remember, you didn't say this year. You said a year. You can take it whenever you want. You'll be about the achim. You can do it next year. It could be a shon apshuta. You shouldn't do that. If you'll probably didn't do it this year, you can do it next year. The net is not fixed for this year. That's mubar. Therefore, afilu kayim oisa shana zu ein chodesh ibe b'chal. So even though you fulfilled it straight away, because you said shana achas, it's only 12 months. That's what the Ran holds. If you said Shana Zu and you're in the beginning of the year, it's a full 13 months. Or you said Hashana this year, full 13 months. But how you say by the Rajwa then adds to what I'm saying, he says, and I'm going to argue with him, even if you say a year, but you said a year starting from today, because you said a year and a Stam year is 12 months. Even though you right away added, starting from today, it's only 12 months. Ein chodesh she'iba b'chal. How does he know? The chodesh according to what the Ran said before, if you're saying starting from right now, then this and you happen to be a Tishrei, and this year is a 13-month year, it should be 13 months. But the Rashba says, since he said a year, even though he said starting now, it's only 12 months. How do I know? Behevi raya meditnan be'erchim perek ha'moicha sedev. Ha'moicha b'ayit b'atir chayim, you sell a house. Within a walled city, we give you a year to buy it back. Otherwise, you forfeit it when you start counting the year from when you sold it. Shadem, it says in the Pasuk, Adam, Leis, Loishana, Tamim, and Bahar, it says when the year expires. Why does it say Timima? Kesho'ayim b'timima, Shana's enough. Why does it say a full year? L'havi chaydash Ibur. I tell you that if it's a 13th month, we'll give you a 13th month. Had it not been for that extra word Timima, we would have said you only have 12 months. You said Shana starting from right now. Because when do you start? From when you sold it. It's like you're saying Shana from right now. You talk say a year, but from now. And still, all we give you is 12 months. The only reason why we give you a 13th month is because you have the Pasuk Timima. Is it right to me? Says the Rashi, if you say a year, even though you say from now, you only get 12 months. As if you say a year starting from now, you start counting up. Because of Isaiah writes furthermore, the fees according to this, hard to know this that we learn, the paydig has shayl. Hamaske buys the chavad in the shon if Shimon, if Reuven is to rent a house of Shimon for a year. Benis Abra Hashana in the year, I rented it for a year, it was a 13-month year. Who benefits? This Abra Lesech, he only paid 12 installments, but he gets 13 months. But I'm Shana Zu, so the Gemara says over there, it's talking about Shana Zu this year. So therefore, it's 13 months, he gets an extra month. Oy Hashana, or this year. That's when the Choychet has this extra month. How can he have the extra month? Since it's this year, or Hashanah this year, it's only if he happens to be Tishrei, so he gets 13 months. But if he's, let's say, in the middle of Kislev, and I say to you this year, you don't get 13 months. If I say this year, oh, you have a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, if you start in Kislev, you'll have Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be 7-8 months. But if he says 1 year, 1 year from this day, even though that you happen to be, you only get 12 months. That's how we answer. This is the Rosh Hashanah, that if you say a year, starting from now, we only give you 12 months. Even though this year, the probably last 13 months, because a year you only get 12 months. I don't like it. The vada ike chiddush tana leimer. The ike chiddush tana over there is the b'shanah move better. You'll be yeshle seichas of chadash. 30 months regardless when he started. The way Poshab Shad there is, even if you start in Kislev, if we make up 12 installments, and I say for the year, and this year has been Nibiyar, you'll get 13 months for 12 installments. Not like the Rajbo learned that Stavka talking about that this whole deal was negotiated in Tishrei.
So if he negotiates in Kislev and he says, until the 25th of Kislev next year.
Oh, there's no talk about it. Then everybody agrees.
The middle,
yeah, everybody agrees, yeah. Everybody agrees. But the Rajbo says a further Chiddush. If we're in Kislev, he said, okay, I'm giving you $100 for the year. According to the Rashi, it ends Tishrei. According to the Rashi, it ends the next year Kislev. And if it's an Ibiyar, you gain. According to the Rashi, not only you don't gain the Ibiyar, it ends at the end of the year.
Which is
not what you're saying in that, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Now, the Imam, according to the Rashi, asks the Rashi, according to you, the Lord Mishkach, the Lord Mishkach, the Lord said something, the Lord Mishkach, and not to be stammel, the Mishkach, the Lord Mishkach, the Lord Mishkach, the Lord Mishkach, the Lord Mishkach, so according to you, the only time that it's Shaykh is if it's in a modern case, but it's Tishrei. It seems to me the neder v'seicher or neder or seicher kol shekodem neder v'schidus l'chaydish ibur. As long as it was done before the month of Adar, whether it was done Kislev or Tevis or Tishrei, makes no difference. But Amru, we said shana achas a year miyoyim zeh, starting from now. Right, so means next year until next year the same time. Moinin shloish asa chaydish, you get to 13 months. But also must listen to the Pedek Hashol Kiposhta and the Mishnah there by the Seicher Masket Kipshuta. You get full 12 months. You get a full year. It doesn't matter when you start. If you say starting that you're going to rent this house for a year, starting for now, then even then it's till next year at the same time. And if it's EBR, good luck.
It's a year, then next year it's
no, it's always this next year. For the Dan's always this, and you get the extra month. Okay, that's it. Let's go back 3 months. Says the Gemara, so how Mishnah said other than we decided it meant other edition. Alma, what is it from Mishnah? Stam other the Karma Rishnu. Stam other is the first other. Cheder, this is actually Machlekes Leim. But this is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya learned according to the Meir, other edition, Kaisiv other edition, other Sheni Kaisiv other Stam. The Meir holds the main other is the second other. The additional other is the first one. So when you say other Stam, you meant other Sheni. If you want other edition, you have to add other edition. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Adar Rishon is the normal calendar. You have 12 months. You always have another. What's the extra month? The 13th month is the Adar Sheni. So the Rav Yehuda says Adar Rishon Kaisav Stam, Adar Sheni Kaisav Tinyan. Write the second one. The Al Mishnah follows Rav Yehuda, not the Meir. Amar Abayi, no. I feel the same with the Meir. It depends. Even a Meir who says Stam Adar is Adar. A Meir holds Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. If you knew the month will be in Ibi Yosef, when you said Adar, you meant Adar Sheni. But if you didn't know, which is our Mishnah, you didn't know that it will be in Ibi Yosef Shas Maisa. So when you said Adar, of course you meant Adar Rishon. You didn't know it would be in Adar Sheni. Ran, on the other side of the page. Ran, Adar Rishon, not save Adar, Adar Rishon. That's his Gese. Kachi, Ikara Gese, the end of Adar meant the end of Adar Rishon. The time was like our guess, the other stammer rishon mashe, because our Mishnah whole stam others other rishon. How can the guy see others will learn out save other, I'd save other shiny. When it says I'd save other, it means the end of other shiny. It's like one long month of 60 days. The mashmal edishne adorim ke chodesh echem, one long month. Hilchal ki omer ad roish. But if he said, I'm going to ask myself until the beginning of the month, ad roish chodesh other rishon, he meant the beginning of other rishon. V'chi omer ad soif, according to this gerse, mitzvah ad soif, Adar Sheni. It's like one long month. Our gerse is...
The person knows that he's going to be in Ibiyo. It must mean it must have Bezna already announcing that we're going to do it, because Bezna looked at
exactly.
The season.
Exactly. For example, Cheshvan already, Tishrei, they tried to make announcements. Yeah, we had the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we'll have a few alpha. Then in Tishrei, they tried to make announcements they could. For example, certain things, were the three Samani, two out of three Samani weren't right. Okay, Ran, almost.
Based on the question, why is it that we have Purim in the second Adar, not the first one?
Gula.
So, the other meaning of the question is that it should be an Adar Rishon.
That's right, yeah, exactly. In fact, even if Adar Purim is Adar Sheni, there's still Machlekes, which is the Ikar Adar. Is the Ikar Adar Rishon, but you have the Yomtevim because Mitzvah Gula, or the Ikar Adar is Adar Sheni? Alma storm and other issue of the gears that come according to the first gears is clear because the Masis and Nasisha are very clear. The Tanan, the Bain Boy, the Raj Bain Boy, the Saif Rish and Masha first. Uli Idach Nusch, the second Nusch, that Raj means the beginning of Adar and Saif means the end of Adar Shaini. Now, many little other come, Kivan the Kachidish Echel Chashalutana, like one long month. Alma Kolmin Yonayu, the Adorim, the Adar Rish and Havi. Everything revolves around the first Adar, the beginning of the first Adar and the second, and the end is like one long Adar of 60 days. Umani Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Adar Rishon Kaisav Stam. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that Adar Rishon is Stam Adar. Veinochanami Eliba. They can show me about Sar Adar Sheni. According to him, he's standing in Adar Sheni. Imratza Moinel Adar Rishon. You can count Adar Rishon. Elok Shuroitzer Limel Adar Sheni Kaisav Sheni. And even if he's standing Adar Sheni, he writes till Adar. It's Stam Adar still Adar Rishon. If he wants Adar Sheni, he has to write Adar Sheni. Abel Karamela Masukimasa can be the keeping the government stam other shiny mash. The mayor holds every time you say other means of shiny, like Rishon, Alma, Chaydish, Bapin, Afshe, Choshle, total separate month. Even according to this gear, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be both others are one part of one other. A part of one other. So, according to Rameya, because he holds stam others, other shiny, then the two separate others are not one long other.
Says,
what do you mean, Menachem? Back to the Gemara, V'hatanya, we talk learned Adroish Chaydish Adar Rishon. Yeah, it says in the Braise that until Rosh Chaydish Adar Rishon, it says, if you said and made an edit, I'm not going to eat flesh until Rosh Chaydish Adar, or you said I'm not going to eat flesh until Rosh Chaydish Adar Rishon. Says im hois a shana mubedes, and if it was a shana mubedes, then it's sorry again. If you said you won't eat flesh until Rosh Chodesh Adar, it means till Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. right? Like our Mishnah. But if you said Shana Mu Beda, if it was Shana Beda, turn up your Beda, it's a Tulish Chayda Lashani. Now, Lachayda, if the Sefer is talking about Mubedis, Miklal the Reisha Lav Mubedis, it's not talking about Mubedis. So, what do you mean until other Rishon? There's no, if not Mubedis, we're not other Rishon. There's only one other there. Of course, it's the beginning of other. Obviously, the Reisha is also Mubedis. So, what's the relation to Sefer? Why in the Reisha is Mubedis, you say, it means Tulish Chayda Rishon? And why in the Sefer, you say, Mubedis, it's Mubedis Shani? Must be the difference is whether you knew Bishas, you made the Nether, it will be a Mubedis or not. Shmamna, hard the pshita lady ma'abra shas vinu be more better. He said, other meant other sheni, like I made. What do you call it? And hard the lawyer didn't know then you stamp his other issue. So we see that this, forget the brice, you see that a mayor is made. If he didn't know. And a stamp other is other sheni, which is a mayor. Not like a view to hold a stamp other is other issue. Machlek is a sheni, how we pass it around. Shima yedeh b'shab, b'shab nidra, shahoyza shema yinu b'shaz ma'isez 2 months, ki amar ad other sheni mash, you're saying other. Uli iduch nuzcha de gassin masisin ad soif other sheni. The other nuzcha meant that it's like one long other 60 days, and when you say till the end of the other, you meant till the end of the second other. Koshe b'ein, I have a problem, kivin the mukminil masisin lo yadu b'ein, you know it's more better, shosa ma'im b'shaz other sheni, so why would it be also till the end of the second other, you even know that it existed? I don't know pshat. Lina locha, kivin the kaimlon that I made me look at Yehuda. Naktin on the stomach, the other Rishon, Mashma, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that whenever you say stam other, you mean other Rishon. Hilcha Misha Oimid Ba'ad Sheni, because of other stam. If you're standing in other Sheni and you wrote stam other means other Rishon. So you wrote an early date. Stam Mukdim, apostle. The stam other Rishon, Mashma. Stam other Rishon, Mashma, stam. Hilcha Tzara Chushid, because other Sheni. If you're other Sheni, you must add the word Sheni. Over other Rishon, because of stam. Bein Bekitin, Bein Bishtaras. Mishnah. Even though we said we continuation before, we said something, look at the context. Remember, if a guy was carrying a heavy bundle, he meant only carrying but nothing wrong with wearing and so on. You know, clean them yang wine any time on that drink. Before we said yeah, Pesach means you to the end of the Pesach, but we obviously know he wants him to kind of arba cases. Nothing meant till Pesach night. Ad shosh at the bnei other lishad yam when everybody drinks wine. Omri says kain and bosa will not eat flesh. Ain't a time much yet same until yom kippur. But turn of second everyone eats flesh. Ain't osir el ad leil time. He didn't mean to include turn of second. Didn't mean mamish till yom kippur. He meant to the last meal for yom kippur. So his kavan zeh ad shosh at the bnei lechol bosa. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? We're teaching ein is verter. Even though his verter doesn't say that, we're teaching his verter basically on the surface. Hakol lefi anoyd. Ra. We assess what he mentioned. It doesn't matter, we look at the context. Eat a lot of flesh. This is better than the first case. In a Magia, Isuri Adat Tzaim. Isur doesn't begin until the Tzaim. Chitoni Adat Tzaim. Latavka, he doesn't mean Kari Oichel, who be Erev, eats Erev, Elat Suda, Shalel Adat Tzaim. I meant till the Suda before. So, Taiching Ein is Verta. That's a Chiddush. Back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yasi, but no, Rabbi Yudah, son of Rabbi Yasi. He goes further. Koinim Shom, I'm not going to eat garlic. You shall eat Tzaim. Shabbat till Shabbos, Einu Osad El Adlel. Chayit Hey Shabbos means till the end of Shabbos, but because Ezra said that Takana you should eat garlic Friday night, he meant Einu Osad El Adlel Shabbat till Friday night. Shalayin is Kamzei El Ad Shoshim El Adlelecho B'Shemet. People normally eat garlic on Friday night, even though he didn't say that. Rashi, Zeb El Adlelecho Shoyim Eder Shabbos because Ezra. We know Lachah Kosad Amban. The less Hilchas of Lach is like a Abba like a Bro, not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like a son of Rabbi Yasi. Why? Because here you're teaching Ein is Vert. He didn't say that. There are Bon and Polygalayu. That can't lay Sassan on Tana. When did the Tana say before that? We took the context. The Mucha only went very, very clear. Like he was carrying a heavy bundle and he was perspiring away and he said, oh, I'll never have wool. He meant carrying. get a zeva by Masarbin, or we'll soon see by nudging him to marry, so we know exactly what triggered it. Inami got it nan leil tahan vihizia, he carried a load and was sweating. The bottom made it, the umbuchach was clear, the pernicious, but duchter. Here, the Buddha is adding something. Here, it's not so clear. He said, I won't eat till the end of Pesach, and you drink wine till the end of Pesach, and you're teaching him at the beginning of Pesach. It's not so clear. Even though the words he said clearly was until the end of Pesach, I should hate me till the end. You're saying, well, no, let's teach on his verse at the beginning. Even though he made his time, he wanted to make sure he keeps his mitzvah at the beginning. It's not his words. But also, Bray comes along Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda's son, and goes even further. Even Knobel, garlic, the less say, we assume he didn't mean what he said. He meant, and he said in the Shabbos, he meant beginning of Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbanim might argue over here. And they say, no, we don't tie Chinese words. It could be Rabbi Yehuda won't go as far as Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda only talks about mitzvah arba cases, not as far as Rabbi Yosi goes, a meaning of eating garlic. We don't find another tana that is seisim to be machmir b'meikol. But over the laws of Allah, we don't add. But not only we live before ad haPesach osel ad sheyegia. We live before it. Said the Feishim Mishnah. If you say ad haPesach means till Pesach. If you say ad sheyehei till Pesach existed is osel ad sheyeitzi. And we make no distinctions. Umadloy hardly betoni koinish and oichus and oichus ad haPesach. Why over there that halacha should have been taught about the wine? Uktoni stam shmamin osefer basa reisha gerida. This is like toni koinim yain alma koinim yain shenitoyim ad sheyePesach rabban ad sheyeitzi who. The rabbanon obviously don't make this chiluk, and they hold that if you say ad sheyehei, even though you drink about wine, it means to let it Pesach. Here's the comes out. I can't show you down. Abel Rosa Kosa, the Rora is the Hani Nami. These cases, I've always agreed. He says, Kivan, the Tony Lugabiha Substitute, since it's clear, there's no day that argues with them officially. I know Kula Din and Lumden and the Maisa, but the Rachin Nami Hikas and all the rest of Allah, which is not clear. That's the Allah. But I forgot to tell you that she had Pesach Osa, she had Tingle before we said, Tully, hey, Pesach, Missal, after Pesach, actually, you are creating me, I'm crazy about this case. Even if it does go to the case, Agav, Grora, the Hani Hikin Tony is only mentioned there, Agav. And have passed the Hazlash meaning come out of the Lush and Mishnah might. The rest of the halacha are all halacha we already had before. Says the Mishnah, I'm gonna ask to eat from you, Shani no, I'm gonna ask to have any hanor from you. I don't wanna be a parasite. Im ain't ad bov banecha, if you don't take from me, for your children, kud echot shel chitin, 30 sov chitin, shtei chavi yashel yayin, if you don't start taking from me, I'm not gonna take from you anymore. How does a yachol hof is neither? It's very easy to break the nether. Shaloi api chacham. I don't think about the nether. Why? The yoyim aloi. I can say to him. The other guy can say. Klum amarta el bnei kavodi. Why are you saying this? You want that you're doing it for my covet. That you want that what? That you can take from me. That you want. You want me. You want me to take things from you, right? Why you want me to take things from you? Because you want to give me covet. Zehu kavodi. My covet is not to take. So therefore, you're accomplishing the same thing. Or one way is you're accomplishing the same thing, you're achieving what you're rotzen. Or hafucha matras lamli, you want me to take it, and if I take it, I can give it right back to you. So why go through the whole spiel? Then halim lechaved is okvaydi kim zayim ben muchich shari. This is muchach difus allowed. Get back to the mission. Halim lechaved a kainim. I asked the shat and then he said, I don't want you to have any more nov from me. If you don't give me, you're always taking from me. You never give back. I don't want you to have any more love for me. Im ain't ad bov a nice and lebon. I could just hit the chodesh. At least give something to my kids. Ramei roimer osra chit. Ramei, that's it. You cannot take anything else from me unless you give something to my kids. Chomai minim avza yochel hofer nidroi. Shulei v'chochem. It can be very easily matter neder. How? V'yoy meloi harein yani kilik abalti. If I'm doing it to benefit myself, to save myself money, to give my kids, so I can then say, you know what, later I change my mind, it's as if you gave it to me and I gave it back to you and my kids got it. Get back to the mission. So you can say, I had any kilos kabalti. This guy was nudging Reuven to marry, Shimon was nudging Reuven to marry Shimon's niece. Oh man, he couldn't take it anymore. I make a neder, I'll never have any anor from this girl, your niece. The guy divorced his wife. I don't want my wife to have any anor from me whatsoever. You're allowed to have anor from his niece and he's allowed to have anor from his ex-wife. Why? What triggered him to make the neder? Because you're nudging him to marry a niece. He's saying, I don't have enough. He meant, I don't want to live with her as a husband and wife, but to have other hanos than I could. Same with my ex-wife. Interesting. Why is he nudging him to marry his niece? So the Ran is learning that they were nudging a guy to marry his niece, not a friendly guy. They were nudging, Shimon was nudging Reuven, or people, the family was nudging Reuven, marry your sister's daughter. And the Ran says, why were they nudging him to marry his sister's daughter? Because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece. All because of Omer, Oz Tikra Hashem Yana, you call out and there's no answer. Anyhow, he only had Kavanah, not Ishus, not Stam. Back to the Mishnah. I'm nudging you, come eat by me. Finally, he got sick and tired. I'm a kind of the base of Shani Nichas. I asked myself walking into the house, or Tipa Tainan Shani Tayim, I will not drink even a drop of water. Mutil Lachan, you're allowed to walk in the house. Felicia Man, so you're drink cold water. Why? Shalin Skavzel, what I meant was, and it's obvious that this mukhach, you're nudging me to eat. I meant I'm not going to have a meal from you. That's what I meant. Or I'm not going to walk into the house like a drink of cold water. So that's if the hair is under the mukhach and everybody's made it. Ranch, Lin is Kavzel, Shema Chilashtia, Loishi Osabich, this is a bite. Not I meant you should walk in the house.
Woman later, what do you mean?